Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. In our last program, we were still studying in Quran chapter 15, where we learn about hell. We ended our broadcast by studying Quran chapter 15 and verse 44, where Allah said, "It has seven doors. To every door, a portion of them is assigned." These are the seven hells of Islam. Muslim scholars assured us that they are places with different levels of punishment. The deeper you go down in these seven hells, the hotter it gets. What is so amazing is that we discovered that all people, that is everybody, must go to hell. But there is a huge difference between the people who will go to the first hell and the people who will go in the following six hells. For the first hell belonged to all the Muslims, those who said the Shahada, those who said that they bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and they also bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Those Muslims will go to the hell number one. That is the top hell, which has the least high temperature and the least punishment. And they are the only people whom Allah will remove from hell to paradise or the garden, which is the word Jannah, as we'll be talking about it in more details in today's broadcast. Now, as for the rest of the people, like Christians who will go to hell number two, Jews who will go to hell number three, Sabaeans who will go to hell number four, and on until we get to hell number seven, where its people are the hypocrites among the Muslims. Those are the Muslims who did not practice jihad by their life or by their money, as Allah declared in Quran chapter 3 verse 167. And those Muslims, the hypocrites, whom we call in America moderate Muslim believers, the peaceful one, as the media and the Muslims are trying to deceive and convince us in America that they are the real Muslims, when in reality, according to the word of Allah in the Quran, they are the ones who belong to the seventh hell in the most terrible punishment of Allah. And they will be like the rest of the people who will be above them, starting by the Christians. All of them will spend eternity in hell, and none of them will be removed from hell. Now, those Muslims who spend some time in hell, and now Allah is removing them from hell to paradise. Here is what the Quran teaches about that heaven of Islam. As we continue to investigate that which is written in Quran chapter 15, beginning from verse 45, "Surely the fear," Allah said, "in gardens and in springs." Notice here, when Allah said garden, He's not talking about a garden where you have some tomato plants or some flowers or some vegetables. No. We're talking about the garden like the one which Adam and his wife lived in at the beginning of creation. That is the garden in heaven, not on that earth, because Allah stated in the Quran that they, Adam and Eve, used to live in this garden before they sinned against Allah when they ate from the tree, and then Allah descended them down to earth. That garden is the paradise of Islam. It's like the heaven for us as Christians. Continuing, Allah stated that they would be in garden and in springs. Something Muslim did not know. Something Muslim Arab in the early days of Muhammad were always looking for to receive. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons why the infidels of Quraysh did not believe in Muhammad is because they simply asked him to perform a miracle to prove to them that he is a true prophet from God. And that's when they actually specifically asked him if he can gush out of that hot, hard desert springs so they can have plants and they have trees and they have better life than that hard life which they lived in all their life. And Muhammad could not perform that miracle. Have Muhammad performed that one miracle, all the Arabs would have accepted Islam without second thought. And now we see here Muhammad is promising his people that which they long for to receive and to have, which is garden with springs. A little bit later, we're going to read about the rivers in the garden as well. So the fearers, those who already spend some time in hell, will be in these gardens and they will have in it springs. Continuing in the following verse, that is verse 46, enter it in peace, secure. You see, Muslims did not live in this world to have peace. They were always living in war. From the days of Muhammad until when Christ come back, I promise you, there will always be war with and among Muslims. Why? Because that is what Allah prescribed to them. We don't read in the Quran, peace is prescribed to you, but the opposite, engaging in war, fighting is prescribed for you. And when the right time comes, after these Muslims will be removed from hell to the garden of Muhammad, that is when they will have peace, and that's where they will have security. They never have security in this world, but the reward of their jihad, the reward of their struggle and the wars which they lived all their life will be someday in the heaven of Islam. Continuing in the following verse, we read, and we here is Allah. Allah is saying, and we removed from their chests any jealousy. The word actually is ghul, which could mean also hatred or enmity. Brothers facing to face on beds. When I investigate the interpretation of that verse by so-called Muslim scholars, I discovered that that is the verse which Muslims use as the hope to end the killing, the hatred, the enmity which they had with one another. I'm not talking about just simple Muslims. I'm talking about the early companions of Muhammad, the early successors of Muhammad, all the famous names which I read to you once in a while. They hated each other and they killed each other. And sometimes the jealousy and the hatred was about how much of the spoil one of them received more than the other. So they were living in war and they hated each other as they were also killing one another. You read the names of these people and so-and-so said, I cannot wait for the day where the verse of the Quran where Allah said, and we removed from their chests any enmity or any jealousy or any anger because I killed so-and-so and so-and-so and now we're going to have peace and we have the enmity and the hatred removed from our chest. Now, some Muslim scholars disagree about when this will take place. Some said that the removal of the enmity and the hatred which Muslims have towards one another will be as they are about to enter the garden, the heaven of Islam. Others said no, they will receive it after they will be in the heaven of Islam. I am shocked. These are the Muslims who already spent some time in hell and they are out of hell to be in heaven and somehow they still have hatred and anger and enmity and jealousy in their chest, meaning in their hearts towards one another. How can you expect any person with logic or common sense to believe these are the Muslims who will be in heaven? This is the direct opposite of what the Bible teaches about hatred on enmity between people. Not one Christian will ever set a foot in heaven, not even for a minute, if he hates his brother. This is not my opinion. That is what the Bible teaches according to the teachings of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. If we go together to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, in verse 21, we read, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. And here we see Muslims are murdering one another from the days of Muhammad, even until today. But in verse 22, Jesus said, but I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Do you understand what Jesus said here? If we call our brother fool or stupid we will deserve the justice of God, which is to be burned in hell fire forever. But somehow, these Muslims spent whatever time they spent in hell, and now they're coming out of hell to heaven, and they are at the gates of heaven, or maybe even inside heaven, and then Allah will remove the enmity and the hatred and the jealousy from their hearts. What a strange concept.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
My friends, I have shared with you throughout the years the hatred of the Muslims to the Jews, and the hatred of the Muslims to the Christians, and the hatred of the Muslims to the atheists and the agnostics, the Buddhists and the gay and the lesbian, and how amazingly all these Muslims can be united beyond our imagination, those who have the goal of killing everyone who does not belong to Islam. But I have not shared enough with you about the hatred of Muslims to Muslims. That even here in Quran chapter 5 verse 47, we learn about Muslims hating one another. And Allah is the one who removes that enmity and that anger and that hatred from their hearts. When in reality, if you study the history of Islam, as it was said, that it can be summarized in one sentence, which is a gushing river of blood. If Muslims could not find any enemy or any infidel to kill, they love to kill one another. And there are more Muslims who have been killed by the hand of other Muslims than any Muslim ever was killed by an infidel. And that is the true sad history about the hatred which exists among Muslim believers from the days of Muhammad, as I said earlier, until Christ comes back again. What about the statement, brothers face to face on beds? What does Allah mean by that? Amazingly, when you read the interpretation of Muslim scholars, you will find out that in the heaven of Islam, people do not have homes or castle to live in. No. They actually sleep in front of each other and beds. Notice, it is beds, not one single bed. Why? Because Muslims will be meeting with their virgins, which Allah called forever virgins, hurlain. And on these beds, they will be involved with them sexually. And what is so amazing, in the heaven of Islam, men will not give the back to other men, but they will actually be looking at each other. And the difference between this special forever virgin, which Muslims will be enjoying sexually for eternity in heaven, that these women are much better than you can imagine. First of all, their physical appearance is much more beautiful. They are very attractive, and Muhammad was able to entice his men with these virgins that the Muslim did not have any problem to perform jihad and get killed. And Muhammad said, whoa, listen to this. When you die after you perform jihad and you get to the Jannah, the garden, the heaven of Islam, the one thing you wish to do is to come back to this world. Why? To be killed again for the sake of Allah, and to be killed again and again and again, because that is how much you will love to be in these heavens, to enjoy the reward of Allah, which is the beautiful forever virgin. The description of these virgin is amazing. They're all 33 years old. They don't get any older. They're pure white. You can see the blood run in their veins. They have large size of some portion of their body, which Muslim Arab and Muslim men love to see. They actually have big black eyes, and they are forever virgins. And one thing is different between these women and the women of this world, the human women, is that their eyes are downcast, meaning they will not be looking at other men. They will not cheat on their Muslim husbands. The reward of Allah to these men. Now, I would like to read to you a few of the verses of the Quran where we learn about the rivers. Yes, indeed, Muslims live in the Saudi Arabia in that hot desert without any rivers. But notice what Allah said in the Quran about these rivers. By the way, if you look for the word rivers in the Quran, you see it was mentioned in the Quran 49 times. Let me share with you just a couple of these verses. First, in Quran chapter 2 and verse 25, where there we read, and gives the good news to those who believed and did good deeds, that for them are Jannat. And Jannat is the word gardens from non-Arabic source, Hebrew and Aramaic. And then we continue, below them the rivers flow. Here we go, what Muslims wish to have for all the years of their life. Rivers running under their feet. Every time they were provided from it a provision of fruit, they said, this is the provision we had before, and they will be given the likes of it, and they will have in it, that is in the heaven of Islam, pure azwaj. And azwaj is another non-Arabic word from Greek origin, which means wives, pure wives. These are the forever virgins which I mentioned to you earlier, and they will abide in it forever. That is the promise of Allah to the believers, those who did good deeds. Another verse where we read about these rivers, it is what is written in Quran chapter 47 and verse 15. For there we read, the description of the gardens, that is the heavens of Islam, which Allah has promised the fearer, in it rivers of water which are not corrupted, and rivers of milk which taste does not change, and rivers of wine delicious to those who drink it, and rivers of clarified honey, and they will have all fruit in it, and forgiveness from their Lord. Imagine with me, Muslims live in this world all their life believing that it is sin to even touch the wine. But somehow, in the garden of Allah, in the heaven of Islam, they will have delicious river of wine. Another amazing thing about the heaven in Islam is the existence of the little boys. In Quran chapter 56 verse 17, we read, going around them, these are the Muslim men, mortal young boys. And you may ask, what these young boys will be doing in the heaven of Islam? The answer is in the following verse. They will be actually carrying the fruit and the food and the drinks to the Muslim men. But more amazingly than that is what we read in Quran chapter 52 and verse 24. For there we read, and young boys will go around them as if they were covered perils. Imagine that was me. According to some Muslim, that does not have anything to do with sexuality. But other Muslims who are not ashamed of Muhammad, especially those who will say it was okay for Muhammad to be involved sexually with his favorite wife Aisha when she was 9 years old and he was 54 years old. They have no problem for Muhammad to be a pedophile, a sex offender, a child molester. Those Muslims will tell you there is no problem for Muslim men to enjoy little boys sexually in the garden, in the heaven of Islam. This will be allowed as a reward in the heaven of Islam. My friend, this is so shameful. This is so sick. I cannot imagine how foolish Muslims to believe in such teachings. Remember, we talked about these Muslim men would be having sexual relationship with their wives in the paradise on these beds facing each other. Muhammad said these men will have extra mighty power to perform sexual relationship up to 40 times a night. Muhammad himself have extra power, for he will exceed the Muslim believers by perform sexually 100 times more than any man, which means Prophet Muhammad will be able to perform sexual relationship up to 4,000 times a night. It was very clear that in heaven, Jesus said, they will be like angels. They will not have sexual relationship. And by the way, also Jesus said, in heaven, there is no night. So I don't understand. How can Muslims enjoy sexual relationship every night when the Bible clearly teaches there is no night in heaven? What we would be doing in heaven is very simple. It is worshiping our God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for eternity. One long day. There is no more sun and moon to know the day and the night, because Christ will be the light in heaven, and in him there is no darkness. If Muslims just knew the true heaven of the Bible and how we will be living in purity and righteousness to worship the true God of the Bible, and if they know all the falsehood which Muhammad taught them in the Quran about the heaven of Islam, they would have left Islam, and they will know for sure that everything Muhammad promised them in the Quran concerning the eternity in heaven is simply pure lies from hell. My friends, I can go on and on and on to talk about the rest of the verses of the Quran to learn how immoral even the eternity for the Muslim believers. But I believe what we have shared today is enough, so I will not waste neither your time or my time. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.